Good morning. The last area of halacha in regards to the 9 days is halachas of rechitza. So we're going to present it as it's presented in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll discuss possibly some of the kulas which we rely on nowadays. Okay. So the ikar din of rechitza again is during the Shavuos Shechabai. The minig is shlodichra, it's mirash chadash av. Our meaning is we're noig in the Pramash Kaddish Av, we were not roichets. The Ramah points out that this is a problem even if you're using cold water. Mishabur points out that for refuah purposes, rechitza is mutter, and that applies even if hot water is necessary. We do point out that even though there's an iser rechitza, even with cold water, but panav yodav and raglav is permitted in cold water. And the Gabriel Tzinner in his Tzitzit Gabriel says it would be lav davka pano b'yadav ragla, would be any single part of the body. And now that is actually debatable. Not everybody agrees to that. Mishavur says that to remove, if a person is just washing because he has a specific dirt which he needs to remove, so that is permitted. And therefore we have examples of that. Children which get dirty, so you're allowed to wash them. Children up to the age of 2 years old are permitted because they constantly are getting dirty, etc. They need to. They need that to keep clean for their health. The washing at Erev Shabbos Chazon, with this coming Erev Shabbos, again, I'm going to hang over how it's presented in the straight halacha. We'll discuss if there are any types of kulas. Using soap is prohibited during the week. The Mishnah Berurah says, and even in Erev Shabbos Chazon, using soap is not going to be permitted. What is permitted in Erev Shabbos Chazon is shampooing one's hair and washing panav yadav raglav in hot water. But his kol gufoy is usur even in Erev Shabbos Chazon, even in cold water. Again, this is how it's found in the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, what do we define the definition of cold and hot for these purposes? So if it's the anything which is under the body temperature is considered to be not considered to be considered hot. It's considered has a lach of tzonin. So any water which is under the degrees of that the body is going to feel the amount with the heat which will come out, kavimus haroik, when a person puts out saliva, so the temperature when it first comes out is the temperature of the internal body temperature. That is actually going to feel somewhat warm to the skin. It's not going to feel cold because the skin temperature is actually less than that amount. So Sharmat Sinem Halacha says that that's still considered for these purposes sonan. Okay, so what are some of the based on this, we seem to be doing something quite different than that. Most people are doing something quite different than that. What exactly is this heter? So in the Sharm Tzenem Halacha, and Rabbi Eider's Sefer in the name of Rav Moshe, that we are now, first of all, in Erev Shabbos Chazon, to wash ourselves, the whole body, with hot water. Soap should be used just as necessary to remove the sweaty parts and the dirty parts of the body. During the week of not Erev Shabbos, but during the weekdays, if a person is sweaty to the point where it would not that it's bothersome to the person, the person finds it extremely uncomfortable to the point that he's finding it distracting and annoying, so a person can wash himself off to remove that zuam which the person has. In that situation, a person should not use hot water, different than Erev Shabbos Chazon. It should be less than the temperature of Kamimus Haroi, that we would say the temperature that you find on the internal body temperature. I do want to point out that not everybody agrees to this heter. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says this is exactly what the minhag Klal Yisrael undertook was to be uncomfortable. A person's in a state of avelus, We don't actually feel the actual avelis to some extent. So the same way in avelis, where we actually feel it, still there is a halacha of prohibiting rechitza. And most people during the avelis are not running to take showers. But that they're sitting in the avelis and feeling the avelis, so they're not really focusing on exactly their physical comfort. So at least during the tkuf of the avelis on the Beis HaMikdash, a person should be willing to be uncomfortable for himself. He gets to the point where he's becoming repulsive. He's because of his smell to himself or to other people. That would be a source of heter. But just because the person is uncomfortable, that is not the heter. The heter is a person uncomfortable to the point that he's becoming that it's disturbing him that he's not able to focus on what he has to do, etc. So it's not just a blanket heter. Recognizing the fact that this, for us, when we have almost no emotional connection to the Korban Habayis, our connection is keeping the halachas and the minhagim of avelis, which we undertook. If we're going to discard even that, so what are we left with? I do want to point out that the using deodorant is permitted, so a person can address, if it's just a question of smell, a person can address that by using a deodorant. Person should use soap as necessary. It's not this automatic heter to use to put soap all over. You should take the areas of the body which are not clean or which are and need to be cleaned, and use the person. And even though we do want to point out, even if the person knows he's going to enjoy it, so there is a tanug involved, but since it's over here, his real goal is just to remove the zuama, etc., it's going to be permitted. We should be zeicha that these halachas should no longer be negeya, and we should be zeicha that Mashiach should come, b'mehera b'yameinu. Have a good day.